Welcome back to The Unsolved, a podcast where we investigate the mysteries that are left unknown.
This podcast is brought to you by Bee Sticks, the only deodorant you'll need for nights out. This thick, moisturizing substance gives out the strongest smell and makes the canines moose into a beeline. Ingredients may include raw meat, fresh brisket, and boneless cooked ribs. No artificial ingredients added. Get your beef stick today for only
$9.99. Mysteries.
Why are they so appealing to both you and me?
Why do us as humans need to have such an urge to understand what we don't know? I'm Brody.
And I'm Michael. Today on The Unsolved,
we will investigate the Anthrax murder. About 20 years ago, multiple postal workers in the U.S. became mysteriously ill.
Doctors investigated the victims and found horror. They were diagnosed with anthrax, a very harmful disease that can put your life at risk.
All those who are listening are probably wondering, what is anthrax? Well, we can answer that question for you right now.
Anthrax is a disease caused by gram-positive or harmful bacteria.
This disease can affect animals by bacteria growing in crops or fields, allowing the animals to digest the bacteria, making them vulnerable to the disease.
Humans are also exposed to the disease by breathing in a certain type of fungi, causing the disease to spread throughout your body.
The bacteria can also become active. When this happens, the bacteria or fungi can multiply, making you severely ill.
Back to anthrax. Anthrax was not very common in the U.S., so investigators questioned themselves, wondering if this was accidental or purposely plotted. The mystery made America feel puzzled and horrified.
So Michael, do you think this was done by accident or did someone intentionally do this?
I feel like it was done by accident because maybe they thought they had a cold or just like a normal cough. They just brushed it off and went on throughout their day, but didn't realize they had like a harmful bacteria, aka anthrax.
Yeah, I can see why you think that. A few days later, a man died from the same cause. This confused the experts.
Bruce Ivins, one of the investigators, was analyzing the poisoning data.
Dr. Ivins figured that this attempt was purposely plotted by terrorists. The terrorists were able to infect the victims by placing a needle on a gas pump. The needle would inject into the victim, exposing them to the disease. I think the type of person who wanted to do this is someone who wants revenge, or they're mad or sad.
Yeah, I agree with that. Maybe they wanted to, like, avenge someone's death, or wanted to, like, get something, attack them back for doing something horrible to them.
Yeah.
Letters were soon received after the 9/11 attacks.
Letters with the anthrax attacks appeared in the U.S. mail.
Letters were threatening. 5 Americans died and 17 were severely sick.
Like Miles said earlier, the letters were very threatening. I can read you what one of the letters said. It states, "You cannot stop us. We have this anthrax. You die now. Are you afraid? Death to America, death to Israel. Allah is great. And Allah means God."
Americans probably felt scared, worried, defensive, and accusing because all of this happened right after the 9/11 attack. And, well, they should be a lot more nervous now because the terrorists are back at it again and they'll probably get defensive and start accusing people, saying you're the terrorist or you're the terrorist, start being, like, attacking and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you. The FBI found over 6,000 items related to the attacks.
10,000 witnesses were interviewed on 6 different continents.
They had to create new methods to discover who the culprit was.
Almost 7 years later of investigating, in August 2008, the Department of Justice released an important discovery. Bruce Ivins was made a suspect.
They gathered enough information that later charges were brought against Bruce Ivins. He took his own life before the charges were ever filed.
Thank you for joining us tonight.
Join us next week on The Unsolved for another exciting mystery.